Good afternoon, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord and all, let's say four, five, six of us said amen.
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 It is.
Give me four, I'll do it again.
Uh-oh, you've been rammed on too much.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Don't start it. It's good to be here. I'm glad that you are here. Thank you for making that commitment to be here. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. You guys.
You've been around so much in the Yankee?
No. No, not really. Okay, I'm just going to read a few scriptures and we're just going to briefly talk for a minute. You know me, that the pastor's going, oh yeah, right. This is in Numbers 6, 22 through, looks like 27. Yeah, that's what it is. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his, I can't believe this. Well, I already read it.
Would you rather have glasses?
I left them in the car. I'm not going to go get them. Speak to Aaron and his son, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his face on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. All right, so we get Yahweh on our face. Always there for us. We just love God. And this is in Isaiah 41. No, not 20. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will make you mighty. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am Yahweh, your God, who strongly takes hold of your right hand. Two times he says he's taking hold of our right hand. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yep.
And Jesus is on God's right hand in heaven. We want to just pray. I'm going to give you a little illustration and then that'll be it, okay? I don't know if y'all know a lot about sand crabs. I really don't know a lot about them. But when you're at the ocean, I have seen them. They're little bitty crabs that can't bite you or pinch you. They're small, and they burrow themselves down, way down in the sand. And they live under the water. Well, when the tide goes out, the sand crabs will get up and try to make it to the ocean. Now, 9 times out of 10, they don't make it. But they have that drive, I've got to get there. And they're just tiny, tiny, tiny little things, tiny things. But they keep going on and they keep striving. And that's what we got to do. We don't have the tides coming in or out, but we have issues. We have things going on in our lives that we question sometimes. But you know, if we're just patient and have faith as small as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. We can't give up. God has given you a purpose and plan. You can do it. You can do it. You have a purpose and plan. Now, if you don't know what that is, get in the Word, sing praises to God, and ask Him, show me, Holy Spirit, show me. What is it you want me to do? What can I do today? Bless you. The other day, I was talking to Pastor. I came up here to clean because I didn't know how it was going to be all week. You know, the weathermen don't usually get things right. And it was really cold when I came in to clean, and it was raining, so I had my favorite umbrella with me. Not the little bitty one, the big one, and I came up, and it was just rain falling off of it, so I set it down by the door. I came in and cleaned and cleaned and cleaned, prayed and cleaned, prayed and cleaned. So it was about time for me to go, and I walk out the door, my umbrella's gone. I thought, well, maybe it blew off the porch. I don't know. So I looked around. I mean, the wind wasn't blowing at all. And I went, oh, so my umbrella. Like it was, you know, my car or something. I just got beside myself. How dare them come up on my church park church porch and steal my umbrella. And of course, quickly, God intervenes, Priscilla. If they walked up to you and said, I need your umbrella, I'm homeless, would you give it to them? Well, yeah, but they didn't even ask. They needed it more than you did. Well, when I left, it was pouring down rain, and I was going, I'm going to praise you, God, but I'm still a little angry. And he goes, you've got to forgive them. You're not on the streets, okay? It's out of your control. It happened. It's done. Okay. But I tell them, Pastor, you know, just for a minute there, I was just beside myself. And I thought, if they knocked on the door and said, can I have your umbrella? I would go, yes, you can. And because those little ones that need, they're just little enough to get caught in the door. And I just don't like them. They don't cover enough of my big body. I don't like them. That's why I had my big one. And I thought, don't be that way, Priscilla. Don't be that way. You know, you're giving. That's what the whole thing is. And maybe they were scared. Maybe they saw an opportunity and thought God was blessing them. You know, we're so quick to judge and be angry and feel justified in our anger. But God set me straight real quick. He did. And so it kept raining and raining and started sleeting. And I called Pastor. I said, listen, you think we should have had water drip Sunday like him and Don were talking? Should we have done that? He went, I don't really think it's necessary, but, you know, I know. So I came back up here and got the waters going and stuff, still looking for my umbrella, which is so ridiculous. And we were all good. It's all good in here. It may be a little chilly right now, but it's all good. The pipes are good. Everything's good. So God has protected us through this little blizzard we had, and they say in like 2 weeks or so we're going to go through it again. But that's okay. I went to the store the day after. Oh, I fell this morning and I'm hurting. I went to the store and picked up enough things to get me through those few days. So I hadn't been out of the house till today. That's why I'm so... I'm always chatting, but, you know, it's just... I don't know. It was just crazy. So anyway, I'm going to say a prayer. If anyone's struggling, which I know we all have some issues going on, let's just pray and have God take all that away. Let go, forgive, or forgive and let go. If you were angry this week at all, if you spoke against someone, if you judged someone, we've got to get right with God, okay? Got to get right with God. So anyway, dear Father, thank you so much that you love us so much, that you shine upon our face, that you are Yahweh and you have our right hand. How can we not be appreciative and not take you for granted, because you have our what? Our right hand. And yes, Moses got mad when he came down from the mountain and saw everybody celebrating that calf and lost his anger and all of that. And I know, even though we see miracles every day, we tend to forget because we find ourselves in another situation that's occupying us. Father God, I pray that you would help us to focus on you, and that we could love you openly, and that you could look at our heart. Holy Spirit, we ask right now in Jesus' holy, holy name, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here today. May we feel your presence. We claim this 6929 Day Street, we claim this auditorium right now, sanctuary, as holy ground for you. Please, Holy Spirit, move across this auditorium and just make this be a miracle of miracles today. Thank you, God, that we've all arrived safely. Thank you for protecting us, and even when we don't know it. Please station your angels around our building to watch over and protect us. Father God, bless the ones in Los Angeles that are losing their lives, or losing their homes, or losing everything. I just thank you, God, that we're not going through that right now. So thank you that we made it here today. And we just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.